I'm Laura White, and today I'm at the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic talking with
Tony Foglett.
All right, Tony. Today we're talking, well, we know what Christmas is coming up.
Yes.
And one of the most popular gifts that a little girl or a little boy is always begging for is a puppy or a kitty. So today we're talking about pets for Christmas.
Yes. That's one thing that in the veterinary profession, and here we all deal with people who have, you know, the novelty. People want to get pets for their kids, or kids will turn around and get pets for their parents or something like that. But giving a pet as a gift is kind of a double-edged sword when it comes to adding. You're adding a member of the family. You're not just adding a, you know, a novelty pet or a gift. You're adding a new member of the family. And this should never be something that's done on a whim. It shouldn't be done as a gift. It should be a planned out thing, because pets, of course, are going to require more maintenance. They require time and attention. And when the novelty wears off, this animal still is part of your family. And there's a lot of people who end up, you know, after the holidays, they'll end up with a pet, and then they'll end up surrendering them, and the novelty wears off in February, March, because all of a sudden it's the reality of owning a pet sets in.
And they're a lot more expensive than what we think. I mean, a puppy is fun. They cuddle with you. They don't eat much, but...
Yeah, you've got the expenses of, you know, you need to have a wellness visit, make sure these pets are healthy. You got your vaccinations that are required, you know, your distemper, lepto boosters, your rabies shots. And then, of course, if, you know, you have other things going on health-wise with your animal, you need to be mindful of and check out. It's just like having a kid and taking a kid to the, you know, to the doctor, to the dentist, that you got to be planning for these things. And of course, pets cost more. You're going to have them at home. They're going to need food. They're going to need beds. Of course, they're going to need their own toys. They're going to need a lot of their own things. And yeah, once the cute and cuddly wears off, then the reality adds that I just added a family member, and now what am I going to do with this?
So give me some pointers on what you should consider when you're thinking about getting a pet.
Well, when you're getting a pet, one, consider, you know, the people who are buying. You look at, do you have small kids? Are you an older person who can go out and do a lot of physical activity? If you're going to get a pet over the holidays, you want to pick a pet that you're going to be able to take care of, or it's going to work with your family. And I always suggest to go through the rescue and look for a rescue dog or a rescue cat. A lot of them have already been, you know, pre-screened as far as medical health stuff and stuff like that. But definitely you want to gauge, like, if you're in a small apartment, are you going to go out there and get yourself a great big husky or a great Dane or something like that? Or are you going to be looking for something smaller that's going to be more of a lap dog? Or if you live out on a farm, are you going to get a dog that has a nice shaggy coat that can be out and about? Or are you going to get a dog that has no hair and has to be inside all the time? You got to look at your environment. And of course, some dogs don't take to small kids. Same can be said with cats. You gotta introduce these into the family. And definitely, I never say surprise someone with a gift. It's got to be a family decision when you add a member like that.
And so if you do get a pet and then you find that it isn't compatible, I mean, you don't do your homework beforehand, which we know you should do your homework beforehand. What do you do then?
Well, one, you always want to make, you know, if you've got this animal, it is your responsibility. You want to make sure you go the extra mile, that, you know, you might have to adapt your lifestyle a little bit to be with this pet. And of course, if that's not going to work out in the long run, you can talk to the local rescues. You can talk to the place where, you know, whoever purchased this pet from wherever they purchased it from, you can go talk to them about that. But a lot of times it's like when you add a family member, you just can't return them. They're part of your life, and those animals look up to you as, well, like say, they're like a, you're like a parent to them. So you don't want to reject someone who comes into your family. But if it does not work out, then definitely want to talk to the local rescue, or case would be the Cottonwood County Rescue here, or talk to the local breeder that you got the animal from, or from wherever this animal came from.
So I'm speaking from experience right now, because we got a puppy and we are older. And we just remember loving on this little puppy, and this puppy had a ton of energy and just chewed everything. Yep. But I think you talk about the novelty wearing off, but if you can just get through a certain period of time, yep, it becomes, I mean, our Otis is an amazing dog now.
Yep. Once you get that little novelty part of getting this new pet, yeah, and then you get to the adjustment phase where it's like, okay, what have we done here? We got to change. We're going to do a lot more exercise. We're going to be doing training, potty training, all these things you're going to be doing. Once you start investing into that and get into the routine of it, and yeah, so you push through it, then you've got a valued member of your family you've added. So definitely if it's feeling overwhelmed, just kind of take a deep breath back, take a step back and just go, I can get through this.
And I do know we came here and we just said, we don't know what to do. This dog has so much more energy than what we have. And the pointers and the help that Cottonwood Vet gave us to get over that hump. I can't imagine our life without him now. But there was times that I walked in the door and said, I don't know if I can do this. But I do want to say that Cottonwood Vet gives great encouragement, great information.
Well, we've got a great staff here. From the vets down to the assistants, receptionists out front, we all are very familiar with animals. We all have been there as far as animal ownership goes. And, you know, the trials and the tribulations of it. And there's great rewards to having a pet. It's even been proven to be healthy for you to have a pet. It lowers your stress levels if the animal is gauged right to your family. But get through that little adjustment period. And yeah, we're here for everyone. If you need a little advice or you have a question, you can stop in or you can give us a call. And of course, we'll give you the best advice we can.
Okay, so you're thinking about getting a pet. And I am going to encourage you to give Cottonwood Vet a call first. So you can go through maybe a checklist and kind of see exactly what it does take. How would they get a hold of you?
We have our regular online number. We just have a regular office number here. And calling that, we're here from 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning till 5:30 at night. And that number is 831-1473. And if, even on the weekends, we do have an emergency number, which is the same number. It's just when our doors are closed, that rings to one of our vets who is on call for that period of time, for that weekend or after hours. And we're always happy to give, you know, advice to new pet parents or older pet parents who haven't had a pet in a while and all of a sudden are readjusting to having one. We're here for everyone for that.
Awesome. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Yes, I always say, go out there. If you want a dog, go to the rescue. Get yourself look at the rescue animals. You have the Cottonwood County Rescue here. You've got rescues in adjacent counties. I always say those animals would be appreciative of you giving them a new home. They'll have literally a new leash on life. So I always encourage that. And if you're getting a brand new puppy or kitten, just know you're going to have a lot of energy to deal with. But it's worth it in the long run.
It really is. And it is 2 years. I mean, you guys told us 2 years. Just give it 2 years and you can handle it.
Yep.
And boom, right after 2 years, he started sleeping.
It's just like having a kid in that respect. Your first so many years, there's sleepless nights, potty training for the pets. Once you get through that and you're settled into that, you know, that stage of life where they're really in a good pattern with you, they're in good sync with you, then they're just an absolute fantastic addition to a family.
Perfect. All right. Thanks so much.
You betcha.